It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us today. We've got Metal Blade founder and all-around legendary, nice guy, Brian Slagle is with us. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Obviously, a lot going on with Metal Blade, and you are now an author.
I am, scary enough as that sounds. I've written a book, which is out now, called For the Sake of Heaviness, The History of Metal Blade Records, and yeah, here we are.
And you've been very experienced in giving bands a platform to tell their stories through music. What's similar and different about telling your own story in a book?
Well, good question. I guess it's somewhat similar. I mean, you know, I'm not an artist and I can't do any of that stuff, but I was able enough to write a book, which I'm actually super happy with. It was fun to do, actually, go down memory lane and kind of remember some stories. So I don't know. I don't know if it's similar. I guess, you know, in some ways it's, you know, it's some printed on a printed paper, some words. So I guess that's similar, right? But it was fun to do, and, you know, I hope people enjoy it, and I hope people enjoy it as much as people enjoy the music that we do.
Full Metal Jackie, Metal Blade founder Brian Slagle is our guest on the show tonight. It's a Whiplash on KLOS.
It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Brian Slagle with us on the show tonight. We're talking about his new book, For the Sake of Heaviness. And working on the book meant recalling things you probably don't think about every day. What stands out about Metal Blade that you wouldn't have realized without the compiled history of a book?
I think all of the things we've done over the years, because, you know, you don't really sit down and think about this stuff like you mentioned. And then going back and kind of doing the book and then going through and reading it, which I had to do quite a few times, was kind of interesting. I forgot. We kind of did a lot of stuff and worked with a lot of different bands. And I think that's the one interesting thing that people talk about when they listen, when they hear the, or when they read the book. I can't hear it yet, next year. Is that, you know, so many different stuff that we did over the years. Like, you know, we worked with a lot of the grunge bands in the 90s, and we were doing marketing and other stuff that we worked with before that people might not have known. And that's, I think, what stands out. And even for me, I was like, well, that's right, we did that. I forgot about that. Or that's really cool, we did that. And see it in the entire form of the history. It's actually kind of cool.
And, I mean, Metal Blade's just one of these record labels that, you know, no matter what has been going on in the world and the changing of the business, I feel like Metal Blade's one of the labels that has, like, sort of stood true to what you've always been about.
Yeah, we've really tried to do that over all these years. I never really wanted to waver, and there were obviously times where you could go down, you know, do something a little bit different that was whatever the trend of the moment was music-wise. But it just didn't feel right to me. And, I mean, obviously we do a lot of stuff on the label. We have a lot of different styles of artists, but I never tried to do too much in whatever the trend is. We always kind of look forward as to what the next trend is. And certainly in the 90s, we definitely stood by our guns with, like, doing metal, which was not overly hugely mainstream popular then, but it still did really well. And there's a lot of great records that came out in the 90s that people might forget about.
Full Metal Jackie, and still to come, music from Anthrax, Judas Priest, Ozzfest meets Knotfest tickets, plus tickets to the sold-out Misfits show at the Forum, and more with Brian Slagle.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Brian Slagle, Metal Blade founder, on the show with us tonight, talking about his new book, For the Sake of Heaviness. And Brian, you've obviously been around for a lot of historical stuff that's happened in metal. Let's start with the fact that the first ever Metallica track being released on Metal Blade, you know, pivotal to their history. Which releases have been pivotal to Metal Blade history in terms of establishing the label and securing its credibility and longevity?
Well, certainly the first record, the Metal Massacre record, which what started it all. If it wasn't for that, and if I didn't decide to put out a compilation album, not ever intending to have a record label, I just was doing it to try to help out the scene, we never would be sitting here talking about what we're talking about today. So that one is very pivotal. Obviously, Show No Mercy by Slayer was kind of the first big record that we had where, you know, put something out, felt, oh my gosh, this band is really great, this record is really good. So that's certainly a big record. From there, there's, you know, it gets so tough. There's so many other records that we've done. I mean, certainly, you know, early Cannibal Corpse stuff, just in terms of the notoriety and the controversies, which actually, strangely enough, help us over the course of time. And, you know, Gwar. I mean, so many bands that we've put out that, you know, Gwar, Armored Saint, Cannibal Corpse, Amon Amarth. There's so many different bands and albums that have come out over all the years that have kind of helped continue flourishing us for 35 years.
It's a long time for a label to exist. And you know, especially for a genre that so many people, you know, make it sound like went away or came back. I mean, metal's never gone away.
No. And that was the funny thing is our battle cry, you know, in the early days was heavy metal will never die. Because people were like, ah, this is a fad. It's going to go away. And we're like, no, it's not. It isn't. And here we are 35 years later. And it never went away. Even in the dark days of metal, they call it in the like mid to late 90s, it was still in the underground very healthy and very thriving. And we were doing very well then. It just the mainstream wasn't looking at it and that it was still existing. And I mean, people all thought it was dead. And then sure enough, a few years later, this whole new scene comes up, props everything up and everything gets big again. But it never has gone anywhere from when it first started really in 1971 with Black Sabbath. It's been around for how many, 40 some odd years now? It's crazy. And it's now an integral part of, it's an integral genre and part of everybody's lives now and the world of music. So it's not going anywhere. Thankfully.
Metal will never die.
No, never, never.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Metal Blade founder Brian Slagle is with us. His book, For the Sake of Heaviness, The History of Metal Blade Records, is out now. Give us a call at 800-955-KLOS. We'll give caller 25 a copy of it, furnished by Metal Blade Records. It's Gwar on Whiplash.
It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, a Metal Blade founder, Brian Slagle, with us on the show tonight. And the criteria for being signed to Metal Blade is whether or not Brian Slagle likes the music. That said, how has your musical taste grown and changed, and likewise the label, since you started?
You know, sadly, I don't think it's really grown and changed a whole lot. I think we still like what we like, and we still like, you know, more traditional heavy metal. Obviously, you know, things come around like death metal, which we got into for a while. We still have some bands there, and there's different genres that kind of come in and out that we like. But for the most part, it's just the same music that I've always liked. It's the same similar, you know, fuzzy guitars and whatever kind of vocals. And I mean, I wish I could say I've evolved musically and listened to different stuff, but it's still pretty much the same. And if I'm going to go back and listen to something for fun, personally, I'll go back and listen to Thin Lizzy, Deep Purple, Iron Maiden, Rainbow, all the old stuff.
Full Metal Jackie, Metal Blade founder Brian Slagle is our guest on the show tonight. Quick break still to come. I've got Misfits tickets for the sold out show at the Forum in December. I've got music from Slipknot. We're going to have Brian pick music. It's all on the way.
It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Metal Blade founder Brian Slagle with us. We're talking about For the Sake of Heaviness, his new book that is out now. And Metal Blade has been home to a lot of bands and a number of very significant albums. But who got away? What bands would you like to have signed and developed?
Well, there's a few that I messed up on. Obviously, Metallica in the early days. If I had some money and they had some money, we probably would have done the first Metallica record, but neither of us had money. Same with the Motley Crue, when they first put out their record, they came and said, hey, we have 900 Motley Crue records. What do we do with them? I said, oh, take them to this distributor. But I didn't even have a label or a record at that point. The only other two that I kind of messed up on was, and not that we ever would have signed Guns N' Roses, but when they were playing in L.A. in the 80s, people said, go see them. They're really great. I knew the manager. And I was like, I don't know. They look kind of look glammy, and I wasn't really into that scene, so I never went to see them. But we did end up working, doing marketing on Appetite for Destruction, so we got a little bit in there. And then the other one was Pantera Cowboys from Hell, where we knew their management really well. I knew those guys, you know, before when they were kind of in their early incarnations. And the manager came and said, hey, you know, we have this record out, but we need a significant amount of money because they spent a bunch of money to make it. And I was like, we might have been able to scrape it together because we were kind of sort of at Warner Brothers at that time, but it just didn't work out. So, oops, oh well.
You know, I feel like if stuff was meant to be, it was meant to be, or it's not meant to be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, I have no regrets. I've had an unbelievable career working with a lot of amazing bands, and all those bands that we didn't end up working with are good friends of mine anyway, so it's all good. They did okay.
Brian Slagle with us on Whiplash.
It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Metal Blade founder Brian Slagle on the show with us tonight again. For his book, For the Sake of Heaviness, is out now. And Metal Blade Records has been based, you know, in the Los Angeles area since the beginning. How would the timeline of metal coming out of L.A. been different without a label like Metal Blade?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's really interesting because the whole reason for me for putting together the compilation album in 1982 was that nobody cared about the scene there. And I, you know, the reason I did it was I wanted people to hear about this and know that this scene existed. Had that not come out, who knows what may have happened. I mean, you know, you read the book and Lars from Metallica did the foreword and he was very nice in there to mention that, you know, if I hadn't put that compilation album out, who knows if that band would have existed. So it's crazy. I think it still all would have happened anyway because it was just an amazing time to be in LA and that time frame in the early 80s and the whole scene kind of exploded, whether, you know, my help helped it to get there or not. I mean, I guess it played a little bit role in it, but there was so much stuff good happening back there. I can't see how it wouldn't have. And it was an amazing time to be in LA for sure.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Brian Slagle with us. Pick up For the Sake of Heaviness. It's out now. And what could you tell us about some exciting stuff that's coming from Metal Blade?
Well, we've got a lot of records coming out. We have a new Guar record coming out, which is amazing. It's one of my favorite Guar records. A new Black Dahlia Murder, a new Cannibal Corpse all coming out this year. Then early next year, we've got a King Diamond double DVD CD finally coming out, with then following up with a full solo album from him, hopefully by the end of next year. So a lot of good stuff coming out. And just go to metalblade.com and you'll see all about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time, Brian.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Full Metal Jackie, thanks for hanging. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Fraser Smith is up next. Got your chance now at tickets to see the original Misfits at the Forum December 30th. It's sold out. Caller 25 will set you up with a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. 800-955-KLOS. Leaving you off with Misfits. It's Whiplash. See ya.